Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a home game here this afternoon against the Red Raiders out of Northwestern as they come in from Orange City, Iowa to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, been kind of an interesting week. We've had finals all week long, maybe not as much time on the practice court as we would hope, but we got another nationally ranked team coming in here this afternoon.
Well, it is. It's kind of that fried mind 2 week stretch where they're putting in a lot of hours in the books. There are a lot of assignments due, a lot of final projects, and then getting ready for the finals this week. So you're never really sure what this kind of what kind of execution you're going to get in a game like this, or what kind of energy that you're going to have. But the good news is that both of us have finals in the same week, so we're both in the same boat.
Northwestern is a team that was preseason ranked number one of the defending national champions, and ranked number 20 coming into the ball game here today. But this is a great basketball team.
Well, it is, and you know, they got off to a slow start and played some great teams right away. They didn't lose to bad teams. They lost to Briarcliff. They lost to Grandview. They lost to Morningside, and so they lost to good ball clubs. They've really been on a roll here lately against the teams that are six and below in the conference and been beating them badly. So I know that they now have worked out a few of the problems that they had and got a few kinks out of the armor, and they'll come in and be their old selves today.
We are coming off of the loss from a week ago on Saturday to Briarcliff, and I guess it's been a long week in that aspect too. We've had to sit on this loss for 7 days.
Well, we have, but you know, the last time we had a good 5 days to prepare for a team was the Morningside game, and I thought we did a good job of preparing that week. I think we did a pretty good job all in all with this week. We had a little illness on top of it, but had some good intense practices, and so we'll see how we respond. Because there's a lot of similarities between the two teams.
Which, when you broke down the film from a week ago, what happened?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that there's a pattern now with the two losses that we've had. And the first thing is that we don't defend the three line very well. In the Doan game, Doan was 6 for 10 for the ball game. And in the Briarcliff game, they were 6 of 7 the first half against us. And then the second thing is that we foul. And we're putting them on the free throw line. So we're not defending very well is the whole bottom line to our two losses. And we have to make sure that we get back to remembering that is how we've won our 9 ball games. And we have to do that every night.
Alicia Statler in foul trouble most of the way a week ago, had 4 fouls in the first half and played only 16 minutes of the ball game. That had a big impact on our offensive flow.
Well, it did. And, you know, we played her more minutes in the first half, even though she had the 3 fouls, because we were down 20 points. And there wasn't a lot to save her for if we were going to get down 40 points. But we run things through Alicia. We run things through our post. And so having her on the floor when we want her out there rather than when if the foul situation tells us we can have her out there is big key for us.
Jazz Yorg maybe had one of her better games, had 18 points in the contest against Briarcliff. Talk about her.
Well, she's now had 3 really big scoring games for us. She's had 2 18-point games and a 25-point game. And I think we're seeing her, you know, as a sophomore, she's getting more confident each time. Her game on last Saturday really was just a matter of her out-athleting Briarcliff, and that's a big step for us, because we felt we got maybe out-athleted in a couple of positions that hurt us. But she just flat out outran him down the floor. She helped us with the press attack. I think in all those points, she's only hit 2 threes out of the whole batch, so most of it was just offensive penetration and running the court. So that's a good sign when we can figure out other ways for Taz to score.
Where was the focus this week of practice as you prepare for this?
It's back on defense again. And we worked hard on our zone. That's what's really given up the threes lately, and it's not designed to do that. So we had to go over our fundamentals on it again and remind ourselves to stay out, leave the inside to Alicia and to Laurel, and to make sure that we're not giving up the three. The second thing is to move our feet and keep our hands to ourselves, and that's, you know, where a lot of those reach-in fouls. We have too many fouls 94 feet from the basket or 60 feet from the basket, and we've got to be smarter with our hands in those situations. And then it was back to trying to get some execution on offense again. And we had 48 points the other night in the second half of the Briarcliff game, which is our season high, but unfortunately you can't give up 52 the first half.
All right, so it's Hastings and Northwestern here this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Red Raiders as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings getting set to take on Northwestern here this afternoon. The Red Raiders coming in 7-4 in the season, 4-2 in the conference. And ironically, we have split 10 games, coach, the last couple of years. So this has been a very competitive series here with Northwestern.
Well, it has. And, you know, it's a fun series. It's I think any time that you're playing teams that are continually ranked in the top 10, that are continually contenders, national championship contenders, it's always fun to play those teams. And I think there's a great rivalry between the two schools, even though we're a long ways apart.
It seems like we play our best ball against teams that are, highly ranked. Take away the last Saturday, but we played very well with Morningside, and we anticipate another good outing here today.
Well, we have, and that's, you know, that's important in this league, since everybody in this league seems to be ranked in the top 25 at any given time. And but we're looking forward to, again, another challenge. This is a great scoring team. This is a team with great athleticism, very similar to what Briarcliff does. They don't press quite as much as Briarcliff, and they'll do more of a slow press versus that high-intensity press that Briarcliff brings at you. But they really bring a lot of firepower, and it'll be another challenge for our defense.
Cammy Kuhlman is the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She is on Northwestern squad, 18.6 points per ball game. Talk about her.
Well, again, great athlete, great penetrator, great in the open floor. It'll be a challenge for Brittany Wong today, but I feel very comfortable. Brittany has done some great jobs the last 2 years against some of the very best guards in the country, and so I look at that as a matchup that really should be a fun matchup to watch and can go either way.
And another young girl inside. We've had her the last couple of years. She's still there.
Yeah, she's caused us some problems the last few years. She's averaged over 20 points a game on us over the last 3 years, and has been very athletic. And so we'll probably have to do a little helping with her and not be able to just take her one-on-one.
We got a different coach in there this year than what we had last year. Are they doing the same sort of thing?
In a lot of ways. I know Chris has worked a lot harder with the defense. Earl used to jokingly say, I coach the offense and I let the assistants coach the defense. I know that there's an added emphasis on their defense. You see it in the aggressiveness with their man defense this year. They're not so much of a stay in front of you, force you to take a tough shot and then get the box out. They're really trying to force turnovers and get in the passing lanes and create some havoc with their man-to-man defense. So that's probably the only change you see. Other than that, it just took them a little while to get used to a new face.
Yeah, statistically very good on defense too, giving up only about 60 points per ball game. So this will be tough to score against it.
Well, it should be. And again, it's going to be a situation of who can control the tempo. We didn't do a very good job the first half the other night. We actually didn't do a great job in the second half, but we got out and did a very good job of running with Briarcliff and outscored them 48-41. But this is going to be another game that we really don't want to have a track meet with them.
So to control tempo, we got to make shots, don't we?
We do. We have to get the ball inside. We have to use our advantage in the inside, because that's where our strength is post play, and that's probably their biggest weakness. And they don't have a lot of them, but it's probably their biggest weakness. It's 2 years ago when we had Lindsay and Alicia. It's really how we took it to them. And so our posts got to play very well, and then our perimeter people, once the double team comes, have to spot up and hit their shots.
Offensively, Northwestern, a team that will throw up about 16, 17 three-pointers per ball game. Will that cause us a problem to extend out our defense a little bit?
Well, I'm hoping not. You know, again, we've in the 11 games, we've defended the three-point line very well in 9 of those. Through the first month of the season, we were number one in the conference in three-point defense. Now, in our 2 losses, again, we haven't defended it very well. So that's going to be a key. We've been working on it all week, and we'll find out early in the ball game whether we were successful or not.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena here this afternoon. Bronco basketball and 1230 KHAS. Today, the Red Raiders out of Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader with a women's game up first. Hastings coming in, a record of 9 wins, 2 losses on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 8 in the country. Northwestern coming in under new head coach Chris Yao. The record is sitting at 7 wins and 4 losses. They are 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College, of course, coming off of their loss a week ago to Briarcliff. Hastings won the first 7 ball games of the season. However, we're just 2-2 in our last 4 ball games. We've got wins over Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan, losses to Doan and to Briarcliff. Last week it was a 93-74 loss to the Chargers in Sioux City. Broncos fell behind early. In fact, it was 52-26 in intermission. Hastings forced into 25 turnovers in that ball game and lost that contest to the Briarcliff Chargers last week. Alicia Stambler got into foul trouble for the Broncos, had 4 fouls in the first half before finally fouling out early in the second half, played just 16 minutes in the ballgame a week ago and finished with only 7 points in the ballgame. Taz Yorick led the way for Hastings College in the contest a week ago as Taz got into double figures and scored 18 points in the ballgame. But Northwestern, very, very good. They're the NAIA Division II defending national champions. They were preseason ranked number 1 this year. However, lost a couple of early ball games and fell out of the rankings, and now they're back in. They're at number 20. Northwestern losing to a Jamestown, also to a nationally ranked Mount Mercy earlier in the season. They've got a loss to Briarcliff, and they've got a loss to Morningside so far this year. They've got conference wins over Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Mount Marty, in addition to a win over Midland earlier this year. So they're sitting at 4-2 in the conference. We'll check the starting lineups here this afternoon, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, Cammie Breckman, a 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake. Also Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Taz Yori getting a start, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney. Also, Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" sophomore out of Papillion. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" junior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Northwestern will go with Allie Dunkelberger, a 5'9" sophomore out of Wacoma, Minnesota. Also, Cammie Coolman, a 5'7" senior from Charter Oak, Iowa. Val Kleinjohn is a 5'8" senior from Bruce, South Dakota. Kendra DeYoung is a 6' junior from Hospers, Iowa. And also, Mel Babcock, a 6' junior out of Alton, Iowa. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So Hastings College and Northwestern squaring off, first game of 2 between these two teams this season. Hastings will play in Orange City late this year. Hastings dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Northwestern going to be in their road red uniforms here this afternoon. Northwestern controls the opening tip. We'll shoot to our basket to our right. So 20th-ranked Northwestern, the defending NAIA national champs, up against 8th-ranked Hastings here in this women's ball game. Here's a shot off the short baseline right side by DeYoung. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alicia Stadler, outlet pass goes to Taz Yorick. Now they get it into the hands of Brittany Wong, and here come the Broncos for the first time
here this afternoon. Northwestern will play a tough man-to-man defense. They are very good defensively, giving up only 61 points per ball game on the defensive side. They feed it into Alicia Stadler. She has the ball knocked away, and it is picked up here by Northwestern. So the first turnover on Hastings. Dunkelberger comes down with the ball here for the Northwestern Red Raiders. Back the other way, Kleinjohn takes it down low on the block left side. His shot is up there. No good by Kuhlman. The ball is popped out here, and it comes out into three-point territory. It's picked up here by Northwestern. That's a Kuhlman with the ball over on the wing on the left side to a Dunkelberger. They feed it down into baseline. Left side, a shot by DeYoung is going to be no good. So Northwestern has missed a ton of shots early in this ball game. Hastings comes down with the board. Brittany Wong comes back the other way here for the Broncos down the right sideline. Picked up there by a Kuhlman of Northwestern. Bounce pass goes to the top of the key. Taz Yorg over here to Melissa Thompson on the high post. That's Statler with the ball. Feeds it over on the right sideline. It's going to be tipped out of the hands of Taz Yorg out of bounds. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. 11 seconds left in the shot clock. No score between Hastings and Northwestern here. We're just over a minute into the contest. 18:42 remaining here in the first half. Hastings will play things in off of the far side as a Bruckman gets the ball to a Brittany Wong. She is double-teamed. The ball is knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Mel Babcock. The second straight turnover on Hastings. Down the near sideline, down to Kuhlman. Gets away, drives into the hole, and scores. Gammy Kuhlman scores there for Northwestern. Gets the Red Raiders on the scoreboard. Kuhlman is the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 18.6 points per ball game. Hastings down early in the contest. 2-0 is the score. Broncos come back with the ball. Alicia Stadler hammers it down low to Cammie Bruckman. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by the Red Raiders and Kendra DeYoung. So Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 18:07 remaining here in the first half. It's a 2-0 ball game. There they lob it into Alicia Stadler's shot from right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Babcock for Northwestern. Down the near sideline, they get it to a Kleinjohn. They feed it inside now at the free throw line to DeYoung. DeYoung back over here to a Kleinjohn with the ball now. Picked up there by Taz Yorg. Inside the free throw circle to DeYoung. Down here in the baseline, here's a jumper up there. It's going to be no good by Kuhlman. And the rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets it away. Here's Brittany Wong. Gets it ahead to Cammie Bruckman. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she fouled in the play. So Cammie Bruckman takes the ball with a hole there for Hastings. She was fouled in the play by Dunkelberger of Northwestern. That's going to be her first team foul in the Red Raiders. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Cammie Bruckman. Hastings as a team is next to the last in free throw percentage at 65%. Bruckman is hitting 55% herself. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 11 out of 19 from the free throw line this season. Hastings is fourth in the conference in field goal percentage at 42%. They are number 8 in three-point percentage at 29% and number 10 in free throw percentage at 65%. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Cammie Bruckman hits a couple of free throws. That ties the score up at 2 points apiece. 17 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings and Northwestern scoring off. A couple of nationally ranked teams again here this afternoon with Bronco basketball. There's a DeYoung with the ball. DeYoung comes out to the top of the key. That's a Kuhlman. Her shot is up there. It's good. Just inside the three-point ring. Cammie Kuhlman scores. So she's got both field goals so far for Northwestern. It's a 4-2 ball game. The Red Raiders out on top of Hastings. Back with the ball for the Broncos is going to be Brittany Wong. Brings it up the right sideline. Alicia Stadler set the screen, but Wong didn't use it. As she gets it into the hands now of Taz Yorg, as she drives it toward the goal and loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. Looked like she wanted to dish it off, but lost control of it out of bounds. So the Broncos have turned the ball over three times already here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings averaging 16 turnovers per contest this year. They've got three on the board already. We're just 3 minutes into the ball game. 4-2 is the score now. Northwestern has got a 2-point lead. Here's a Kuhlman feeding it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Alicia Stadler. First turnover on Northwestern. Here comes Brittany Wong back with the ball for Hastings College on the dribble in the offensive zone. Bounce pass over here to Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Cammie feeds it into Melissa Thompson. The ball poked away. Poked away there by DeYoung. Northwestern comes back the other way. 3-on-3. A collision and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be an offensive foul called here on Kendra DeYoung. Taz Yorg went sailing out of bounds there. A big hard hit. Kendra DeYoung is hit with a charging foul there for Northwestern. That's going to be her first. That's the second team foul in Northwestern. And now we got a timeout called. Hastings College calls a timeout. 16 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with the score. Northwestern 4, Hastings 2.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College and Northwestern here in women's college basketball. 4-2 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead, and now the Red Raiders applying a little pressure on the Broncos in backcourt. Hastings brings it up here. Brittany Wong goes over to Yurick for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here on the weak side. Hastings has got the ball. That's a Courtney Spahn who's into the ball game now and then loses the ball down here. Spahn got the offensive board and then lost it out of bounds. So Northwestern comes back the other direction. They've got a two-point lead, 4-2. Low-scoring affair so far. Northwestern, a team that's averaging 70 points per ball game on offense. Hastings College averaging 67. Both teams are having a tough time finding the range here early. Here's a cool man out there in three-point territory. Feeds it inside to DeYoung. Drops it down low. That's going to be a Kleinsasser who's into the ball game. Back outside, a three-pointer. Good. So a three-pointer thrown up there by Northwestern. It's Kleinjohn. And now it's a 7-2 ball game as Northwestern is jumped on the Broncos early, much like a week ago when Hastings fell behind early to Briar Cliff and never recovered. There's a Taz Yorick with the ball down in the corner to a Brittany Wong. Out to Courtney Spahn now in three-point territory. Drives it to the free throw line, stops there. Courtney's got to get rid of it. Now she does. Out to Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a Thompson. Drives it down the lane, goes all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, misses the layup. Rebound battled for, and a jump ball is going to be called. As Kleinsasser is tied up in the play there. Possession arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. But the Broncos leaving a lot of points out there, missing a ton of shots early in this ballgame. 7-2 is the score. Northwestern leading by 5, 15-17 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Courtney Spahn will inbound the ball for Hastings. Lobs it here to Stadler, left side of the lane. Alicia dribbles one, sends back over to Courtney Spahn. Out in three-point territory on the right side of the lane. Spahn comes across the top, down to Thompson. Bounce pass goes inside to Alicia. Spins one way and then puts it up off the glass. It's up and in. Alicia Stadler scores. She's averaging 13 points per ball game. Hastings is now trailing by a score of 7-4. Back the other way. Driving is going to be DeYoung. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. They got the ball down deep in the lane to Kendra DeYoung, and she's fouling the play there by Stadler. That's going to be the first foul on Alicia. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kendra DeYoung. Alicia had four fouls a week ago in the ball game against Briar Cliff. Four fouls in the first half. Finally fouled out early in the second half. Played only about 16 minutes of the ball game a week ago. Picks up her first foul here. Now she's going to check out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game. Kendra DeYoung hits her first free throw here for Northwestern. She's a 67% foul shooter. Gets her first point. She's the fourth leading scorer in the conference this week. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Mackenzie Small got her hands in there and knocked it away from Zwiener, but Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 8-4 is the score. Northwestern out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. Laurel Zwiener with the ball now for the Broncos. As Zwiener has got it down to the forecourt to Brittany Wong. Bounce pass goes over the right side to Taz Yorick. Now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney brings it up high on the block over there. On the right side, now to Taz Yorick. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Taz trying to get away. Out here to a Brittany Wong. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops, puts up an off-balance shot. It's up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Cammie Kuhlman for the Northwestern Raiders. Gets it ahead now to Small. Dumps it inside to a Kleinsasser. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Laurel Zwiener. Laurel grabs the rebound for the Broncos. Gets it away now to a Brittany Wong. She runs back 2-on-4. There's a feed down in the corner to Thompson. Back out to Courtney Spahn for three. She jacks her up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. Now to Courtney Spahn to Wan. Back to a Spahn. Back to a Brittany Wong here on the left side. Comes out now to Taz Yorick. They get a fresh shot clock here. Brittany Wong, free throw line extended left. Down in the corner to Melissa Thompson. Working against this tough man-to-man defense. Inside, they get it to Zwiener. Jump pass goes over to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener. Hastings will have another chance. Follow shot up there. That one won't go. And the rebound loose on the baseline goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. The Broncos with three, four shots at the bunker there and could not convert. Broncos will still get to play things in, though. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 8-4 is the score. Hastings is trailing here in the ballgame. 13 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in this one in the first half. Hastings will play things in. Brittany Wong underneath the basket to the right side. Has got the ball, and she looks to play it in. There's a count at five right there, a five count. Hastings with no movement right there, trying to inbound the ball. And a turnover on the Broncos, and Northwestern will get the ball back here. Hastings unable to inbound the ball in the allotted 5 seconds. Turnover in the Broncos, so it's going to be Northwestern coming back with the ball in their offensive zone. Hastings will stay with their man-to-man. Here's a Coolman inside to Kleinsasser. Shot is up there and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scoring there for a Northwestern. And the Red Raiders are out on top by a score of 10-4 here in the ball game here this afternoon. Out of 13 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here's a Laurel Zwiener with the ball. Comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Baseline jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kleinsasser again for Northwestern. Down the left sideline to a DeYoung. Stomps out here in three-point territory. And to Kleinsasser. Shot is up there and in. Samantha Kleinsasser sliding down the lane to get her the ball. And Northwestern is out to an eight-point lead over Hastings. 12-4 is the score. Hastings coming back with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt. Comes over here to a Laurel Zwiener. Bounce pass gets away from Wong. She wasn't looking for the pass. It's recovered here by Coolman. She drives, shoots, and scores. Cammy Coolman picks up the loose ball there as Brittany Wong wasn't looking for the pass. Coolman takes it to the distance and scores. She's got three field goals and 6 points. And Northwestern quickly out to a 14-4 advantage here over Hastings College. Broncos have the ball. That's going to be Sophia McDermott. Now to a Courtney Spahn. Her shot from the elbow is up and in. Courtney Spahn scores. From the elbow, right side, it's now a 14-6 ball game. Back the other way is Coolman, takes the ball into the paint. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Kaylee Ragoth, who's into the ball game now for the Broncos. Ragoth comes to the near sideline to Courtney Spahn. Spahn brings it into the offensive zone. Picked up out there by Mackenzie Small of Northwestern. Spahn gets away. That's McDermott with the ball now. Sophia over to Brittany Wong. Free throw line extended right side. Wong comes out on top. That's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney dribbles with it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled in the play. But Courtney Spahn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The personal foul is whistle on Mackenzie Small of Northwestern. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Red Raiders. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Courtney Spahn. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far this afternoon. A 60% foul shooter. Her shot is up there, and the shot rims off. No good. Courtney will have another one. Into the ball game now is going to be Mallory Cunard. Into the ball game now for Northwestern. Also checking in will be Mel Babcock. 11:48 to play here in the first half. Northwestern out on top of Hastings by the score of 14-6. In women's college basketball, got the men's game coming up next at 4 here on 1230 KHIS. Second shot is up there. That one is no good by Spahn. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Here come the Red Raiders on the attack. Back the other way. That's a Cunard with the ball. Comes out now to a Coolman at the top of the key. Left side to a DeYoung. Back out to the top of the circle. That's Small. Comes to the near sideline to Cunard. Drops it off inside to Kendra DeYoung. Picked up there by Sophia McDermott. DeYoung looking. There's a backdoor cut as they get it to Small. She loses control of the ball. It's loose in the lane. It's picked up there by DeYoung. Drops it down low, and her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Small scoring there for Northwestern. That's her first field goal. Northwestern leading again by 10 points, 16-6. Taz York back the other way on the drive. She takes it to the hole and scores her first field goal. Taz had 18 a week ago against Briarcliff, 16-8. There's a feed back inside to DeYoung. Her shot over there, Kaylee Ragga. This is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. Hastings College running back the other way now with the ball. It's going to be a Courtney Spahn with it. Courtney has got it here. Working left side of the lane, down in the corner to Taz York. Now to Courtney. To Kaylee Ragoth, right at the top of the three-point circle. Comes across the top. Goes over to a Sophia McDermott. Angling in from the wing on the right side. Her shot's going to be blocked down as she goes up for the shot. Blocked down by Cutter of a Northwestern. Long pass ahead. They get it to a DeYoung, and her pass is deflected out of bounds. So it's going to be Northwestern playing things in. Sierra Williams in the ball game now for Hastings College. Now she's going to check back out. She's just in there for a short period of time of that last dead ball. So Williamson now back out of the ball game. Alicia Stadler comes back in there. Northwestern winging the ball in their offensive zone, having problems with it. His ball is tipped out near the 10-second line. It's picked up there. The Northwestern now with 15 seconds on the shot clock. They've got an 8-point lead, 16-8. DeYoung comes to Coolman. Shot for three is going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Taz York of Hastings. Brings it back 2-on-2. Taz takes the ball. The hole, her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Cammy Coolman of Northwestern. And Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Earl Wanstra was the head coach at Northwestern for so many years. He retired at the end of last season, so a new coaching staff here for Northwestern. There's Alicia Stadler scoring off of the inbound right in front of the hole. She's got 4 points. Chris Gow, who was an assistant coach the past several years, moved up to take the head coaching reins here at Northwestern. There's a shot. It's up and in, and a foul on the play. Mel Babcock scoring there for Northwestern. The field goal is going to count. And the personal foul is going to go on Frankie Peterson, who just checked in there. That's going to be her first foul. To the free throw line for Northwestern, Mel Babcock is 61% foul shooter. Babcock 8 out of 13 from the line so far this season. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good, 3-point play. Northwestern out by 9 points, now it's 19-10. Just past the halfway point of this first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Stadler double teamed on the far sideline, dribbles, gets away, nice pass down low. Raga, their shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raga scores there, and a nice pass from Alicia Stadler. She got away from the pressure right at the midcourt stripe. 19-12 the score now. The Broncos trailing by 7 points here early in this ball game. Northwestern working to their offensive end. This is going to be a Kuhlman with the ball picked up by Sophia. Bounce pass goes inside, shooting down the lane. Here's a shot up there, no good by Houston. Or Hudson. That's a Karen Hudson into the ball game now. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos come back inside to Stadler, and a traveling violation on Alicia. Trying to make a move at the post there. A traveling violation is called on Alicia Stadler. That's going to be his sixth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 9:19 remaining here in the first half. Hastings trailing Northwestern by the score of 19-12. Red Raiders bounce pass here to Kuhlman. The ball is tipped out of bounds here by Frankie Peterson. So Northwestern will play things in right here in front of the Bronco bench just to our right. 9:12 remaining here in the first half. Northwestern working inside the free throw circle. That's Babcock. The ball tipped away. It is picked up here by Northwestern. With the ball out here is going to be Cammy Kuhlman. Dribbles to her left. Fires up a shot from three. It's going to be no good. Stadler grabs the rebound for Hastings. Alicia Stadler comes to the near sideline down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass down in the corner. Sophia for three. Shot good. Sophia McDermott cans a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. And now Northwestern wants to call a timeout. Hastings has cut the lead down to 4. 8 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 19, Hastings 15.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Northwestern with a ball back the other way. They got a 4-point lead, 19-15 to score. As the Red Raiders work against this Bronco man-to-man defense, there's a pass deflected, and it's going to be brought down by Kaylee Raggeth. A turnover there on Northwestern. Sophia McDermott back the other way. Her scoop shot is going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Karen Hudson for the Northwestern Red Raiders. Coming back the other way is a Cammy Kuhlman out here in three-point territory. Feeds it to the high post to a Dunkelberger. Gets away, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Stops, bounce pass, comes back outside. Hudson now with the ball, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Kuhlman. Picked up there by Taz Yorick. Top of the key to Dunkelberger. Bounce pass right side is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. It is picked up by Taz Yorick. Running back the other way. Taz goes for the hole. Shot is up here. It's going to be no good. Rebound Raggett. Follow shot. She's fouling the play. So three turnovers now in Northwestern. Hastings draws a personal foul back the other direction. And now the Broncos will go to the free throw line early in this one. 7:57 remaining here in the first half. 19-15 is the score. Personal foul is whistled on the Red Raiders. That'll go on Cunard. That's going to be her first. Raggett to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kaylee Raggett now with 3 points in the ballgame. She's just a 54% foul shooter in the season. As she hits her first free throw attempt here, and Hastings back to within 3 points, 19-16 is the score. 19-16. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern as they come back the other way. So Ragoth hits one out of two. The Broncos back to within 3 points here. Northwestern had a 10-point lead just a few minutes ago. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be off with the iron. No good by DeYoung. The ball tapped out. It's loose. The floor is picked up by DeYoung. Right here at the top of the key. DeYoung gets it away now to a Kuhlman out here in three-point territory. Now to DeYoung inside. Their shot is up there and in. Just inside the free throw line. Kendra DeYoung scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 3 points. 21-16, Northwestern now with a 5-point lead. 7.5 to play in the first half. Sophia McDermott with the ball for Hastings College. Comes over here to Ragoth. Her shot for three is up there. It's good. Kaylee Ragoth nails the three ball for Hastings. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are within two. 21-19 is the score. Northwestern goes inside to a Kuhlman. Her shot is up there. No good. She gets the feed from DeYoung. Rebound comes down to Sophia McDermott. Down the near sideline, down to Frankie Peterson. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. She's fouling the play by Dunkelberger of Northwestern. That's going to be her second. So 21-19, Northwestern held 14-4 and 16-6 leads here in this one. Hastings has come back now to pull within two with a chance to tie right here. Couple of free throws from Peterson. Her first one is up there and in. Frankie Peterson, a 50% foul shooter in the season, hitting 9 of 18 from the free throw line coming to the ball game here this afternoon. Here comes McKenzie Small into the ball game, replacing Dunkelberger for Northwestern. 6:57 remaining here in the first half, 21-20. Northwestern with a one-point lead. Second shot is up there. It is good. Hastings has come back to tie the score here. We're tied up at 21 with 6 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Northwestern back with the ball. McKenzie Small has got it to DeYoung. DeYoung goes, moves it down in the corner to a Kleinjohn, who's back into the ball game. Back inside to a DeYoung. Down low, shot is up and in. Kendra DeYoung scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game. She's been the girl that's really burned the Broncos the past couple of years. Has averaged pretty close to 20 points per ball game in the last three or four ball games against Hastings. And DeYoung so far has got 5 points in this one. Northwestern back out on top, 23-21. Hastings working with the ball. Here's Frankie Peterson out here in three-point territory. Peterson goes over to Sierra Williamson, is into the ball game now. Williamson out here to Brittany Wong. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Stops, goes to Ragoth to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kuhlman for Northwestern. Gammy Kuhlman brings it back on the dribble for the Red Raiders. Gets away. Contact made and a foul is called. Got away from a Sophia McDermott. And as she's trying to recover there, commits the personal foul. First foul of McDermott. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos here in the first half. And going to the free throw line, nope, no free throws here. It's going to be the Red Raiders inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. It's going to be Frankie Peterson checking out. Coming back in for Hastings will be Cammie Breckman. So Northwestern will play things in here with 6:04 remaining here in the first half. As they get it to DeYoung, her shot from the left side is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammie Breckman, the former Silver Lake Mustang, comes back with the ball now for Hastings College into the offensive zone. Breckman works the left side of the floor, now gets it to Ragoth at the top of the key. Kaylee goes over to a Sophia McDermott. McDermott holds the ball, two-handed pass, comes to the near sideline, threw it too far over the head of Brittany Wong, out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the first half. The ball goes sailing into the Red Raider bench. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half, 23-21. Hastings down by a couple of points here. There's a Kuhlman with the ball now for Northwestern, comes out to DeYoung out here in 3-point territory. To Kleinjohn, dribbles to the top of the arc, now sends it inside to DeYoung, and a foul is going to be called. Pass was high, but a foul from behind on Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be your first. So the first foul on Cammie Breckman, team foul number 4 in the Broncos. Still no free throws here for Northwestern. The Red Raiders will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out here to 3 points there. It's way to DeYoung. Now to Cammie Kuhlman, picked up there by Sophia McDermott. There's the feed over to McKenzie Small. Now to DeYoung from the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Sophia McDermott. Broncos are down by 2 points, 23-21. As we approach the five-minute mark here in the first half, Cammie Breckman feeds it inside to Williamson, loses control of the ball as it be brought down here by Northwestern. Mel Babcock picks it out for the Red Raiders. Now Northwestern turns the ball away. As they come back the other way on the break, Kendra DeYoung cannot handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. 8 turnovers on Hastings, 4 so far for Northwestern. They've got 4:58 to play here in the first half. Northwestern 23, Hastings College 21. Northwestern preseason ranked number 1 this year after winning the NAIA Division II National Championship a season ago. They fell out of the ratings after a couple of early losses. Now back into the the national polls at number 20 this week. Hastings College is number 8, despite their loss a week ago to Briar Cliff. 23-21 here at Northwestern with a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's McDermott out here in three-point territory. Now drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to DeYoung for Northwestern. Gets it away to a Kleinjohn. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes over to DeYoung. Stops here in three-point territory. Sends it inside to Kuhlman. Kuhlman now to DeYoung. Dribbles it down to Wayne. Her shot is up there. No good. A foul is to be called. So Kuhlman takes it right down the lane there for Northwestern. She's fouling a play here by Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul as Kendra DeYoung will go to the free throw line here for the Red Raiders, a 67% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. DeYoung now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Williamson comes out. Here comes Alicia Stadler into the ball game now for Hastings College. 24-21. The Red Raiders have a 3-point lead as Kendra DeYoung will go to the free throw line for her second one. That shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. So the Broncos can tie here with a 3-ball as they come back into their offensive zone. Wong comes over here to Melissa Thompson. Thompson now to Cammy Breckman. Takes the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. Feeds inside to Stadler. Back out to Wong. Shovels it down on the baseline to Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a traveling violation is called. And the rebound as the Red Raiders came out of there with the ball. Weinsasser had it in her hands but fell down. And a traveling violation is called on the Red Raiders. The fifth turnover on Northwestern. Hastings College will get a break here. They will inbound the ball baseline left side. Underneath their own basket with 4:01 to play. They get it to Stadler outside. Now to Taz Yorick. Now Melissa Thompson dribbles it down the lane. Comes back out to Cammy Breckman. Breckman trying to penetrate inside as she backs up. Now she's in trouble. Has to get rid of it. Breckman is going to have a 5-second violation called. She was trapped just to the left side of the lane. And a 5-second violation is called on Cammy Breckman. She's going to check out now. End of the ball game for Hastings. It's going to be Courtney Spahn. So Northwestern comes back the other direction. 24-21 is the score. Red Raiders have the lead. Here's Cammy Kuhlman with the ball now. Picked up out here by Brittany Wong in 3-point territory. Goes over to Kendra DeYoung. Bounce pass goes inside to Kleinsasser. He's trying to penetrate to the basket. Can't do it. Comes out to Kleinjohn. Shot for 3 is going to be no good. Ball tapped to the corner. It's picked up by Northwestern. To Kuhlman inside to Kleinsasser. Back outside down to Kleinjohn. Down to DeYoung. Here's a Kleinsasser at the elbow, right side. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline to Kuhlman. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Back outside. There's a 12-footer put up there by McKenzie John. They have been partially deflected. It's going to be no good. The ball brought down by Wong of Hastings. Into the forecourt. Now to a Courtney Spahn. Courtney with the ball here on the near sideline for the Broncos. Gets it into Alicia Stadler. Spins, puts up a shot and scores. Alicia Stadler spun away, then the other, then banks one home off of the glass. She's now got 6 points. There's a steal now by Taz Yorick. She goes inside. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. She's fouling the play. So Hastings gets the steal here in backcourt, and Taz Yorick goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Cammy Kuhlman of Northwestern. That's going to be her first. So now it's 24-23. Northwestern with a 1-point lead. Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here with a couple of free throws from Taz Yorick. Her shot is up there. It's good. Yorick is 69% foul shooter, and Hastings has come back to tie the score now at 24-24 with 2:51 to play here in the first half. Next shot is up there is good. So Kuhlman gives, or rather, Taz Yorick gives Hastings the lead. 25-24, first lead of the ball game for Hastings here. And now Northwestern has got the ball in their offensive zone. Kendra DeYoung has got it here on the wing. Good defense here by the Broncos, but a little bit too good there as Brittany Wong is hit with a personal foul. Brittany Wong picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Jeff Dittman voicing his disapproval with the official here on the near sideline. Kleinsasser's got the ball at the free throw line. Dumps it down to DeYoung. Her tough shot underneath the hole is good. Kendra DeYoung up over her head scores there. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Northwestern back out to a 1-point lead. 26-25. Hastings trailing here in the ball game with 2:23 remaining. Here's a Taz Yorick, gets away, dribbles to the elbow, sends it down in the corner. That's Courtney Spahn, back out to Yorick. The ball's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Kleinjohn, gets it to DeYoung, drives for the hole, shot good. Kendra DeYoung scores. She's now got 10 points in the ball game as the Broncos turn it over for the ninth time here in the ball game. 28-25, the Red Raiders leading by 3. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Melissa Thompson, now to Courtney Spahn, free throw line extended left side. Courtney puts it on the floor, down in the corner now to a Taz Yorick. Taz here on the near sideline gets away. Got a whistle away from all the action on the opposite side of the floor. And a holding foul inside. It's going to go on Northwestern. So a holding foul in the Red Raiders. It's going to go on Samantha Kleinsasser. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Red Raiders. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Alicia Statler. Statler is 73% foul shooter of the season. She is 30 out of 41, averaging 13 points per ball game. She's got 6 already here in this ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is good by the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. 28-26 is the score now. Hastings is down by 2 points as Alicia Statler will have another shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and that one is down through the hole as well. 28-27, the Broncos back to within 1 point. 1:49 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Northwestern wicking the ball. That's DeYoung with it. Back outside to Cammie Kuhlman. Gets it to DeYoung at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded underneath by Babcock. She's got the ball left side of the way. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it out here to Kuhlman. Entry pass. They get it to DeYoung. Dumps it down low. Shot is up and in. Babcock. Mel Babcock scoring there. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 30-27. Hastings down by 3. Broncos with the ball. Here's Wong. Gets it across the top to Alicia Stadler. Now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney dribbling with it. Now dribbles behind her back. Penetrates down the left side of the lane. Out to Sophia McDermott. Gets away. Takes it into the paint. Backs it up. Back out to the top of the key. Now to Courtney Spahn. Her shot for 3. Rims off. No good. Rebound Stadler as the ball knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Stadler picks it up right in front of the hole there, but had the ball knocked out of her hands there by the Red Raiders. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 30-27, Northwestern with a 3-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong will play things into Frankie Peterson, who's back in there. Peterson sends it inside to Statler. Squares around to the bucket. Now she's double-teamed. Kicks it back out here. That's a Sophia McDermott back inside to Statler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but we got a foul called. The foul is going to go on Northwestern. On the shot there, it's going to go on Mel Babcock. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Red Raiders. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Statler. She's got 8 points already in the ball game this afternoon, and her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings back to within 2 points, 30-28, after Northwestern held 10-point leads earlier in this half at 16-6 and also at 14-4. Next shot is up there. It is good by Alicia Statler. She's now in double figures with 10. Hastings within 1 point now at 30-29. You get the feeling that Northwestern has outplayed Hastings here in the first half, but the Broncos still only down by a single point right here. Under a minute to play, about 40 seconds to go. Here's a Kleinjohn with the ball for Northwestern. Gets it over to DeYoung. DeYoung bounce pass left side is right through the fingertips of Cammie Kuhlman out of bounds. So Northwestern probably looking for a final shot there in the first half. Turns the ball away. And now Hastings College will go for the final shot here with a chance to maybe grab the lead by halftime. 31.9 seconds to play. Shot clock pretty well synced up with the game clock here as Hastings comes back the other way. Brittany Wong goes to Statler. Over to a Sophia McDermott, 4-3. Takes a shot and buries it. Sophia McDermott hits her second three-pointer of the ball game, and Hastings now with a 2-point lead, 32-30. Back the other way. Here's Bell Babcock, and a foul is going to be called. Broncos wanted to jump ball, but instead we've got a personal foul called on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be her second. So Mel Babcock goes to the free throw line here for a Northwestern. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Bronco fans wanted to jump ball. They didn't get it. Mel Babcock to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line this afternoon. A 61% foul shoot in the season. Here comes Mackenzie Small into the ball game now, replacing Dunkelberger for the Red Raiders. To the free throw line again for the second shot will be Babcock. Her shot is up there. And the shot is good. Babcock now with 7 points. We are tied up at 32 points apiece here. Now with 11 seconds to play, Hastings comes back the other direction quickly. That's a Brittany Wong. Wong gives it away to Sophia McDermott. Right at the top of the key to Brittany Wong. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Ball loose on the baseline. It's saved by Peterson, but now time runs out in the first half of play. So a couple of teams that have battled the last 2 or 3 years. In fact, they have split the last 10 games in the series at 5 wins apiece. And we battle here through the first half of this one with the score still tied. We've reached halftime here in women's college basketball this afternoon. on 1230 KHAS. We'll take our break with a score. Hastings 32, Northwestern 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com, your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Northwestern jumped out to the early lead in this one. In fact, Northwestern dominated the first couple of minutes of the ball game, got out to a 10-4 advantage, then 12-4. Northwestern eventually got out to a 10-point lead at 14-4. And also at 16-6 in the ball game before Hastings came back. Broncos pulled within 2 points at 21-19, then tied the score at 21 points apiece with 6:55 remaining. We were tied up at 24. The Broncos had their first lead of the ball game at 25-24. Hastings led 32-30, and then we're tied up at 32, and that's where we stand right now at halftime. Northwestern 32 and Hastings College 32. Scoring in the ball game so far for Hastings, Alicia Statler leading the way. Statler has got three field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 for the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Kaylee Ragoth has come off of the bench to hit a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sophia McDermott has nailed a couple of 3-pointers in the contest today. She's got 6 points at halftime. The other scorers for Hastings, Cammie Bruckman has got a couple of field goals for 2. Frankie Peterson, 2 of 2. From the free throw line for 2 points. And also a Courtney Spahn, she has hit a field goal, and she is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. The Broncos 11 out of 14 from the charity stripe here in the first half of play. Northwestern hitting 5 out of 7 from the free throw line today. They're being led by Kendra DeYoung. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 4 field goals. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Mel Babcock has got 7 points and a couple of field goals. She is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Cammie Kuhlman has hit 3 2-point field goals. She has got 6 points here in the first half. Samantha Kleinsasser has got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Val Kleinjohn has nailed a 3-pointer for early points so far in the ball game. And then Mackenzie Small has got a field goal and 2 points for the Red Raiders. Northwestern in the first half connected on 13 out of 31 shots for 41.9%. Hastings College managed just 33% shooting in the first half. They were 9 out of 27. Northwestern hitting 1 out of 3 from three-point territory for 33%. Hastings College was 3 out of 8 for 37%. Northwestern 5 out of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. Hastings was 11 out of 14 for 78%. Hastings doing the job on the board so far. Broncos out rebounding Northwestern 24-15. Including 9-5 on the offensive end. The Broncos have 12 turnovers already in the ballgame. They got 1 block shot and 4 steals. Northwestern has got 7 turnovers. They've got 2 block shots and 6 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College so far has been Alicia Statler. She has got 5 rebounds. Alicia off to a good start, 10 points and 5 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Northwestern has been Kendra DeYoung. She's got 10 points and 4 rebounds for the Red Raiders. So we're tied up at 32 points apiece, Hastings College and Northwestern here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Stick around. We've got our Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. And Tyson Ervonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Happy holidays, happy savings on the Whirlpool family of appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers, dryers, and more. And get a $300 prepaid MasterCard by mail with the purchase of three select Whirlpool kitchen appliances through December 24th. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays, happy savings at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is women's basketball star Kaylee Raggeth. Kaylee, a sophomore from Kimball, Nebraska, is majoring in exercise science with a 3.27 GPA. On the court, Kaylee made varsity as a freshman, played in a few games, and has played in every game for the Lady Broncos this season, averaging 3.6 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, and is shooting 63% from the field. Off the court, Kaylee made Dean's List last semester, and in her free time enjoys reading, movies, and sports. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Kaylee Raggeth. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Nevronik with you. Joining us this morning, we have the Director of the Campus Health. We have Beth Luttrell on the line with us. Beth, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly. Happy to visit with you.
Beth, we wanted to take some time and talk with you this evening as the finals week has really just kind of wrapped up here, kind of culminated over at Hastings College. But an event that was put on over on Tuesday during finals week over at the Hastings College campus, the De-Stress Fest. And first of all, just tell us a little bit about what this event's all about.
De-Stress Fest is an event sponsored by BACUS, which is the peer education group on campus, to help students know how to be safe if they choose to drink. And frequently during the year, they sponsor sober events on campus to show students that there's an alternative to partying and drinking. De-Stress Fest is one of those events, and they hire five chair massage therapists to do chair massages, and other groups frequently partner in on the De-Stress Fest and do other activities during that 7 to 10 time frame.
And Beth, this has been an event that has been really put on for several years now over at Hastings College. Talk about, is this an event that students look forward to every year?
Oh, certainly they look forward to it. And you're absolutely right. The event has probably been put on for a couple of decades. It's taken different forms over the years, but the massage therapists are a huge hit. And frequently will have all the time slots filled the first day that there's sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge event.
Now, when you're looking at this event in particular, the one that just occurred over last Tuesday, there was different organizations took part in this as well.
Right. Different peer education groups frequently partner with Bacchus. The health education group, Shack, does cookie decorating and ornament decorating. Active Minds does coloring sheets and mindfulness, relaxation. And one of the religious groups this year partnered in to host a meditation room. So it's a fun event.
Now, what was, from the Abaca standpoint, from the peer education standpoint, what are they trying to promote during De-Stress Fest?
Bacchus is really trying to help people understand that there are safe, healthy ways to manage stress rather than relying on alcohol and or drugs.
And from the aspect, as we wrap up here on the Hastings College Spotlight, once again, we're talking with Beth Luttrell. She is a advisor to the peer education group Bacchus. And Beth, when we are talking about these peer education groups at Hastings College, whether that be Bacchus or 5-0 or the many other different peer education groups, how vital of a role do those play in the students over at Hastings College, especially incoming freshmen?
Oh, it's a huge role. There are actually 6 peer education groups on campus. Alliance, which is involved in GBLTQ ally issues. Mm-hmm. 5-0, you mentioned, HIV, AIDS, STIs. CARE is the group that promotes healthy relationships. SHAC, which does health education. Bacchus does the alcohol and drugs. And the 6 groups make a huge impact on freshmen and helping them understand that they have choices here at college to live healthy, safe, productive lives. And sometimes, given the media, Hollywood, students don't always realize that college is more than one huge party.
Once again, it was Beth Luttrell, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the director of campus health over at Hastings College, also an advisor to the peer education group Bacchus. The De-Stress Fest just wrapped up during finals week. So, Beth, we really appreciate all the information, appreciate the time, and we look forward to talking with you again this season on Hastings College Spotlight.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Stay tuned to 1230 KHS Radio. Your second half of Hastings College basketball is coming up next.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here with Bronco basketball and 1230 KHAS. At halftime of the women's ball game, we're tied up at 32 points apiece. Again, the leading scorer for Hastings College so far in the first half, Alicia Stadler, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Leading scorer for Northwestern is Kendra DeYoung. She's got 10 points and 4 rebounds for the Red Raiders. Only 2 other games going on right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. At halftime, Morningside is out on top of Midland. The score is 36-22 as Morningside has got the lead over Midland. And also, Mount Marty is leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 41-32. And the game in the women's ranks coming up later on is going to be Dakota Wesleyan. They're on a road trip. They're going to play Arizona Christian tonight. That's going to be a night ball game. And then Briar Cliff will have a game tomorrow against Dickinson State. So only two of the games going on right now. In addition to this one, Morningside with a lead over Midland, 36-22 at halftime. Mount Marty is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 41-32 at halftime. And here we've got Hastings College and Northwestern. They are tied up at 32 points apiece as we get set for the second half. Here on 1230 KHIS, Northwestern will have the opening possession of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. They'll play things in off of the far side. So Northwestern had a couple of 10-point leads in the first half. Hastings College has come back to tie things up. We'll start the second half all knotted up at 32 points apiece. Northwestern with the ball, and there's a feed to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Melissa Thompson. She drives and dishes off to Taz Yorg. She has problems with it, and a turnover on each team here. The start of the second half. Here comes Northwestern back the other way. Kuhlman has got it. Now to the near sideline. They get it to a Dunkelberger. Cross-court pass goes deep in the corner right side to Kleinjohn. Feeds inside now to Babcock. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Kleinjohn. Good. Now Kleinjohn hits her second three-pointer of the ball game for Northwestern. She's got 6 points. And Northwestern out on top, down 35-32. Broncos come back with the ball. This is going to be Brittany Wong with it now. Brittany comes into the offensive scoring zone. Goes over to Melissa Thompson. Now to Stadler. Out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Taz Yorg. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong holds it right in front of the Bronco bench. Bounce pass goes inside to Alicia. Double team. Kicks it back out to Wong for three. Shot good. Brittany Wong hits the three-pointer for the Broncos. And we're tied back up at 35 points apiece. Northwestern back the other direction. Dunkelberger has got the ball in three-point territory. Two-handed pass down in the corner to Kleinjohn. Gets it down to DeYoung, right side of the lane. DeYoung picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Out to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn out here in three-point territory. Comes over to a Dunkelberger down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there from three. No good by Kuhlman. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Melissa Thompson. Thompson comes to the near sideline. Now to Taz Yorg. Yorg into the forecourt. Out to Brittany Wong. Now to Melissa Thompson. Goes over on the left side. That's a Courtney Spahn who gets the start here in the second half. Goes down to a Taz Yorg. To Brittany Wong. Right side of the lane. There's an entry pass. The ball poked away from Stadler. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will maintain control. End of the ball game down for the Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. Going out will be Taz Yorg. 18-15 remaining in the ball game. We're tied up at 35 points apiece between 8th-ranked Hastings and 20th-ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. Broncos will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket here. And now the officials coming over to the scorers table to make sure everything is correct. And now we're going to have a meeting of the minds out here in the court. 18-15 remaining in the ball game. They're going to put 23 seconds up on the shot clock. So 23 seconds up on the shot clock. And now the Broncos will get ready to inbound here. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Brittany Wong as she will look to play things in. Does so to Stadler. Now to Sophia McDermott. Gets it to the top of the key. That's a Melissa Thompson. Drives it toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot good. Alicia Stadler with the offensive board and the putback. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings now with a two-point lead, 37-35. Here's a Kuhlman with the ball. Goes over on the wing to a Dunkelberger. Comes over to Kuhlman. Now down in the corner, Kleinjohn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped down. It's going to be to the far sideline. Out of bounds. Hastings ball giving chase was a Dunkelberger. Could not get to it, and it's going to be Hastings basketball as they will play things in off the far sideline. 17:49 to play. They're in the contest. Hastings with a two-point lead, 37-35. There's a Courtney Spahn. Now to Sophia McDermott right at the top of the key to Brittany Wong. Wong beyond the three-point circle. Being guarded out there by Kuhlman behind a screen from Stadler. Can't put up a shot, though. Comes over here to a Sophia McDermott on the dribble. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops there. Bounce pass comes out to Brittany Wong. Down in the corner to Sophia. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. So the Red Raiders will come back the other direction. They're trailing in the ball game now, 37-35. Hastings won their first 7 ball games of the year. Now they've split their last 4, going 2-2. A couple of losses to Doan and also to Briar Cliff in the last couple of weeks. Now we got a foul out here in 3 points territory. It's going to go on McDermott. Sophia McDermott picks up her 3rd personal foul. Team foul number 1 on Hastings here in the second half. Here comes a Kleinsasser back into the ballgame. Samantha Kleinsasser for the Northwestern Red Raiders. DeYoung will inbound the ball here. The Kleinsasser at the free throw line dumps it down low to DeYoung. Her shot over Stadler is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Kendra DeYoung scoring there. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Northwestern has come back to tie things up now at 37 points apiece. Here's the Courtney Spahn with the ball for Hastings on the deep wing left side. Angles it toward the goal, stomps on the baseline, now gives it to Sophia McDermott, to Brittany Wong for three. Shot is up there, is good. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game for Brittany Wong. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by three. It's 40-37. Broncos have the lead. Here's a Kendra DeYoung inside the free throw circle. Stops, bounce pass down low to Kleinsasser. Kicks it back out to Kuhlman. Back inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot off the baseline over Stadler, no good. Rebound comes out of Northwestern, and a foul is going to be called. The rebound there by Dunkelberger, but a foul is going to be called on Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's going to be her first, a second team foul on the Broncos. So McDermott checks out. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game. Also coming out is going to be Courtney Spahn. And then coming in there for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. Going to see her first playing time of the afternoon here today. 40-37 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Northwestern has got the ball. DeYoung, rainbow pass goes to the far side. Kuhlman has got it. Kuhlman goes inside now to McKenzie Small. Kicks it back out. That's a Klein John. Now they get it to Kuhlman. Drives down the lane. Gives it away to Kleinsasser. Her shot is up and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scores just to the right of the goal there. She powers away up there. 6 points now for Kleinsasser. Now a traveling violation on Hastings. Traveling violation called on the Broncos as they were bringing the ball back up to get some pressure here of Northwestern. We played 4 minutes here in the second half. Hastings leading by 1 point, 40-39 in women's college basketball. Kuhlman has got it right at the free throw line. They get it down low, taken away from Kleinsasser. Frankie Peterson with a steal there for Hastings as Frankie brings the ball up the floor. To Brittany Wong on the left side, comes out to Alicia right at the top of the three-point circle. Down to Brittany Wong for three. Shot up there, rims off, no good. Thompson had the rebound, lost it, trying to save it, and she's out of bounds. Northwestern will play things in. Down to the scorers table is going to be Kaylee Ragoth. She will check in now for Hastings, replacing Melissa Thompson. 15:40 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings College out on top of Northwestern. The score is 40-39. First meeting of two between these two teams this year. There's a McKenzie Small to DeYoung. They work it inside now to Kuhlman. She tries to dump it down low, and the ball's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it down there in the baseline to McKenzie Small. She throws it wide of the target, throws it out of bounds. That's the 10th turnover on Northwestern here in the ball game. Hastings with a one-point lead will have the ball. They'll face some pressure here in backcourt with Val Kleinjohn. Alicia Stadler takes it down the left sideline as they get it to Kaylee Ragoth. She's double-teamed over there. Ragoth down in the corner, and they throw the ball away. Trying to get it to Josie Schomp, and she lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on Hastings here in the ball game. Hastings with a one-point lead. Northwestern with the ball. Kendra DeYoung at the free throw line goes to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser back outside to Kuhlman. Kuhlman drives the ball against Josie Schomp, spins in the lane. Shot is up there, no good, and she's fouled in the play. So go to the free throw line down and shoot two. The personal foul is whistled on Josie Schomp of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half of play. To the free throw line will be Cammie Kuhlman for Northwestern. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Has not been in the free throw line so far this afternoon. A 75% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Danny Kuhlman is 10th in the league this week in free throw percentage at 75%. And now we're tied up at 40 points apiece here in the second half. 15:06 remaining as Kuhlman will set for his second. It's up there. It's good. And Northwestern has got the lead. So the Red Raiders have got the lead again, 41-40. Northwestern led in the first half a couple of times by 10 points. Hastings came back to tie it up by halftime. And now it's a 41-40 ball game in favor of the Red Raiders. Here's Taz Yorick from the corner. Shot for three is good. Taz Yorick nails a three-pointer from deep in the right corner. She has got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out on top now. 43-41. As they work the ball inside, they kick it back out on the right sideline to Klein. Johnner shot for three is no good. Kleinsasser had the rebound, lost it. The scramble is on. And now we got a foul called in the lane. That was Hudson who was knocked down in the lane there for Northwestern. And the foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four. Team foul number four on Hastings here in the second half of play. As Northwestern will play it in, they have it knocked out of bounds again. Trying to get it into Hudson, who was knocked out of her hands there by Taz Yorg of Hastings. So Northwestern again will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. That's Mackenzie Small. Comes way out on top. The ball is going to be tipped here by Taz Yorg as she comes flying into the scorer's table. She saves it, but right in the hands of a Coolman for Northwestern. Now to Kleinsasser underneath the bucket, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here. 14 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. The Broncos 43, the Red Raiders 41.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS in the women's ball game. 14-29 remaining in the contest. Hastings leading Northwestern by the score of 43-41. Got the men's game coming up next at 4 this afternoon. Nebraska basketball for you tonight on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5. It'll be the Huskers taking on Alcorn State. Pregame show will be at 6 o'clock. 7:05, the scheduled tip-off time from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The Huskers and Alcorn State coming up on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5 beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. Mentioned the coaching staff for Northwestern in the first half. Brand new staff after Earl Wanstra retired at the end of last season. Chris Yao, one of his assistants, now the head coach. The assistant coaches, Deb Remedy, an All-American from a couple of years ago for Northwestern, and also Becker Hurley, who graduated last year and also was an All-American. So very talented coaching staff there. There's a shot played in there by Karen Hudson. Right off the inbound for Northwestern underneath the hole. And the Red Raiders have come back to tie things up at 43 points apiece. Here's Stadler on the near sideline. Double team. Finally gets a pass away. The Taz Yorg underneath the hole. Now to Kaylee Raggett. She loses control of the ball. And it is picked up here by Northwestern running back the other way. Hudson has got it to the right sideline. Down in the baseline now. Kleinsasser shot from 10. Good. Samantha Kleinsasser has now got 8 points in the ball game, 45-43. Northwestern now with a two-point advantage as the Northwestern Red Raiders attack here in backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Mackenzie Small. That's the first foul on the Northwestern here in the second half. The Broncos have 5, and the hometown fans letting the officials know about the foul discrepancy. 5-1 now is the foul situation up on the board. Hastings College will play things in. 45-43, the Red Raiders have a two-point advantage over Hastings. Cammie Breckman has got the ball on the wing on the left side, takes it down to Melissa Thompson. Thompson picked up by Kleinsasser outside to Brittany Wong at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes back to Thompson on the left side of the lane. Melissa getting away, goes to Cammie Breckman inside to Stadler, back outside to Wong, her shot from 12, good. Brittany Wong scoring there for Hastings. She has now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings College comes back to tie things up at 45 points apiece. Neither team able to get a run here in the basketball game here this afternoon. There's a Hudson with a ball. Long pass back outside to Coolman. Shot for 3 is going to be up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Small. Gets it here to the near side to Klein. Johnner, shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes to Hastings on the baseline. That's Melissa Thompson with the ball. So the Broncos have a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. Taz Yorick back outside to Brittany Wong. Brittany dribbling with the ball. Looks, goes over to Cammie Breckman, left side of the circle. Back out to Brittany Wong. Sends over here on the right wing. That's a Taz Yorg. The Cammie Breckman fakes, takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Being hacked out there by Mackenzie Small. Down to a Brittany Wong with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Wong moves it over to Cammie Breckman. Fakes the 3. Takes the ball all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, and she's fouling the play. Nice move to the basket there by the former Silver Lake Mustang and Cammie Breckman as she goes to the basket and scores as the shot clock was expiring. Dunkelberger picks up the personal foul for Northwestern, and Breckman go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Breckman now with 4 points in the basketball game for Hastings. The Broncos out to a two-point lead now at 47-45. 12:36 to play in the basketball game from the Chapman Gym. Shot from the free throw line is good by Breckman. So a three-point play. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game Now for Hastings College, Williamson, a 6-foot freshman out of Broomfield, Colorado. Alicia Stadler will come to the bench. So Hastings College now with a 3-point lead, 48-45 in the 3-point play by Cammy Bruckman. Northwestern coming back. That's a Kleinsasser down in the baseline, outside to Kuhlman. She takes the ball down the lane, stops and pops from about 7 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Cammy Bruckman gets it away down to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Now to Bruckman. Sends it to Melissa Thompson, left side of the lane, to Taz Yorick, to Bruckman. Over to Brittany Wong on the left side. Entry pass to Williamson at the free throw line. Out to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. Runs her back the other way. Cammy Kuhlman has got it now. Takes the ball all the way to the basket. Shot's blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there. I think it was either Williamson or Cammy Bruckman who got her hands in it and denied the shot there by the Red Raiders. The Northwestern will play things in. Klein John has got it. Down to the free throw line. They get it to a DeYoung. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Cammy Kuhlman over here in three-point territory in front of the Northwestern bench. Here comes Brittany Wong out of the ball game now for Hastings. Into the contest will be Sophia McDermott. 11:53 to play in the ball game. 48-45. Hastings with a three-point lead. Northwestern will inbound the ball as they go backside and they throw it out of bounds. They were throwing it in right in front of the Northwestern bench. They try to take it down on the baseline, the right side of the basket there, and threw it over the head of Kendra DeYoung. So a turnover on Northwestern. They're 11th of the ball game. 48-45. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. That's it. Williamson brings it across the midcourt stripe now to Sophia McDermott to Melissa Thompson. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to McDermott. Taz Yorick for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Hudson. She loses control of the ball, and then a big collision here at the midcourt stripe as Hudson gets into a Taz Yorick, who's been bopped around a little bit like a pinball today. And a foul is going to go on Karen Hudson of Northwestern. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Red Raiders. So Hastings College will play things in. 11:29 to play in the ballgame. 48-45. Hastings with a three-point advantage. Sophia McDermott has got the ball now for the Broncos as she dribbles it down the near sideline. Gives it to a Taz Yorick out here in three-point territory. Back to Sophia, down in the baseline to Williamson. Ball high above her head there. Dribbles once. Williamson now in trouble. Gets it away to Sophia McDermott. Free throw line extended right side. Sophia dribbling with the ball. Brings it out here in the three-point territory. Klein John right on her face. There's Bruckman's three-pointer. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose underneath the basket. Yori tries to save it. She does. To Melissa Thompson in a shot clock violation on Hastings. Shot clock violation on the Broncos is that three-pointer here from the near side by Bruckman did not draw iron, so they did not get a fresh shot clock there. It's going to be a violation on Hastings. Northwestern will bring the ball back. 48-45. Hastings now with a three-point lead as we approach the halfway point. There's a Kuhlman. She falls down right side of the lane, and a jump ball is going to be called. They got her the ball, and she was immediately tied up, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Northwestern, so the Red Raiders will play things in off of the far sideline. Kendra DeYoung will play things in to Dunkelberger. The Kleinsasser underneath the bucket there to DeYoung. Her son is stepping in. Kendra DeYoung scores. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. 48-47. Hastings with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. That's a Taz Yorick. Works against the Kleinsasser. Bounce pass to Bruckman right in front of the basket. And shot is up and in. The assist by Taz Yorick. Cammy Bruckman gets the field goal. She has now got 7 points in the ball game and a double dribble violation on Northwestern. The Red Raiders whistle for the violation right here at the midcourt stripe. And now Chris Yao wants to call a timeout. The head man for Northwestern wants to call a timeout here. 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50, Northwestern 47.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.com. Morningside.edu. Morningside had a lead over Midland at halftime, 36-22. Mount Marty leading Nebraska Wesleyan, 41-32. Those two games were at halftime. One of the game going on, it's going to be a night game tonight on the women's side of things in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan on a road trip here for the next few days. They're going to play Arizona Christian tonight. Then Briar Cliff will be in action tomorrow. They'll play at Dickinson State. Hastings College will play nationally ranked Kansas Wesleyan coming up on Monday night right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Broncos then taking Christmas holidays off, and right at the end of the year, they'll head out to California out in the Los Angeles area to play three games right at the end of December before they get back to the GPAC action right after the first of the year. 50-47 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos on the ball here. As we approach the halfway mark of this second half, there's a feed inside. As Stadler spins, can't put up a shot. Comes out to Brecklin for three. Shot is up there. No good. Halfway down and falls out of there. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern as they run her back the other way. Kendra DeYoung into the offensive zone. Gives it away to a Klein John out here in three-point territory. Klein John to a Dunkelberger now. Dunkelberger picked up by Taz York of Hastings. There's a Kendra DeYoung picked up there by Sophia McDermott. Gets away, dribbles inside, and a jump ball is called as she goes up with a shot there against Alicia Stadler. And a jump ball is going to be called, and Hastings will get her down the turnover. A good job there by Alicia, not committing the personal foul, getting the jump out of the thing. And a turnover on the Red Raiders. That's their 13th in the ballgame. Hastings with a three-point lead in the basketball now. 50-47 is the score. Down to 9:40 to play here in the contest. There's a Taz Yore. Gets away, takes it down to the little block, but can't come up for the shot. So comes back out to a Cammie Breckman to the high post to Melissa Thompson. The ball poked away. Picked up by McDermott underneath the Stadler. Shot is good. Nice pass by Sophia McDermott. She gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. She's got 14. And the Broncos now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 52-47 with 9:19 to play. There's a short jumper on the right side. Cammie Kuhlman, good. Cammie now with 10 points in the ball game, and bam, just like that, Northwestern back within three, 50-49. There's a Cammie Bruckman with the ball for Hastings, dribbling it, takes it to the left side, lobs it in the lane. It's going to be through the fingertips of both Thompson and Stadler, and the ball's brought out of there by the Red Raiders as they run her back the other way. DeYoung shot up and in. Kendra DeYoung scores right in front of the basket there. She's now got 16 in the ball game. Northwestern back to within one, 52-51. Red Raiders now applying some pressure here in backcourt with a Cammie Kuhlman. Sophia McDermott brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble now for Hastings College. Over on the wing on the left side, it's Melissa Thompson with the ball. She holds it against DeYoung, moves it down to the baseline, and a traveling violation is called. Melissa Thompson having problems with the defense there of Northwestern, and Kendra DeYoung, and a traveling violation is called on Hastings. That's going to be turnover number 17 in the Broncos here in the ballgame. They had 27 a week ago in their contest against Briar Cliff and that huge loss up in Sioux City. 52-51 is the score. As Northwestern has got the ball here, Kendra DeYoung out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Taz York. Finally gets the pass away. That's a Dunkelberger with the ball. Down in the corner to Klein John for three. Shot good. Val Klein John has hit three three-pointers in the ball game here for Northwestern. That one from the deep right corner, and Northwestern has now got a two-point lead. 54-52, the Red Raiders with a lead over the eighth-ranked Hastings College Broncos here this afternoon. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball to Melissa Thompson, nearly tied up in the play. Thompson gets the pass away. That's a Courtney Spahn out to Taz York at the top of the key. Taz works it inside to Stadler. Double team goes up for the shot, and she is fouled in the play. From behind, it's going to go on Northwestern's Allie Dunkelberger. That's going to be her fourth. So the fourth team foul called. Fourth team foul called on Northwestern here in the second half. Now Alicia Stadler to the free throw line. She's got 14 in the ball game. Make it 15 as that one goes down through the hole. Stadler is a perfect 5 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the ball game. Mackenzie Small comes into the ball game. Going out will be Dunkelberger. So Alicia will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one falls out for the front iron. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. It's going to be Northwestern ball. They say it was tamped out by Courtney Spahn. Jeff Dittman can't believe that one. So they give it to the Red Raiders. 54-53. Northwestern with a one-point lead. There's a pass. He's going to be deflected. Now we got a collision at the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. That was a Mackenzie Small being knocked to the floor there. The foul is going to go on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number six on the Broncos here in the second half of play. It'll be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. McKenzie Small holding it here for Northwestern. Gets it in the lane to Kuhlman. Shot good. Cammie Kuhlman scores right in front of the hole there. That's 12 points now for Cammie Kuhlman. And Northwestern goes back out on top with a score of 56-53 over Hastings with 7.5 minutes to play. Here's Statler, double team, right side of the lane. Her pass deflected, picked up by Courtney Spahn. Dribbles out into three-point territory, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for again. Broncos have it on the floor. Now we got a dump ball called. Melissa Thompson down there for Hastings, and she's tied up in the play there by Kendra DeYoung of Northwestern. Arrow playing in favor of the Red Raiders, so Northwestern will play things in. 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Northwestern has got a three-point lead over Hastings, and it's 56-53. Here's McKenzie Small to Kendra DeYoung. Comes across the top to McKenzie Small again. Entry pass to Kleinsasser is going to be poked away. It's picked up by Courtney Spahn. Turnover number 14 on Northwestern. Hastings with the ball. Courtney Spahn comes back the other way for Hastings College. Dribbling out here. Sends it inside to Alicia Statler. Two-handed pass down in the corner to Wong. Her shot for three. No good. Rebound Statler. Follow shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. Again, Jeff Dittman wanted a foul in there on Alicia. He didn't get it. And he is red hot. He's down here at the halfway point. Here's a three-pointer put up to the end by Cammie Kuhlman. And now we're going to have a timeout for Hastings College. And Jeff Dittman is going to use that to bark here at the official on the near sideline as Alicia Statler was mauled inside there. No foul was called. So we've got a timeout. Northwestern all of a sudden has a six-point lead over Hastings. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in the ballgame, we'll take a break with a score of the Red Raiders 59, Hastings 53.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska and Alcorn State coming up tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the coverage on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tonight. Pre-game show will be at 6 o'clock with a tip-off from the Sports Center at 7:05. The Huskers and Alcorn State coming up tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So Jeff Dittman probably as upset as I have seen him in quite some time as the officials did not blow the whistle down here. Alicia Statler going for the basket there. She was mauled by the Northwestern Red Raiders. Jeff not real happy. Calls the timeout and used it to burn the ear of the officials out there. But nevertheless, the Broncos are down by 6 points here at 59-53. Hastings with the ball. McDermott sends it inside to Statler. Goes for the basket. Shot up and in. Alicia Statler scores for Hastings. She's now got 17 in the ball game. Hastings back within 4 points. 59-55 with 6:13 to play. Northwestern with the ball. Here's a Kleinjohn with it. Sends it inside. There's a short jumper by Kuhlman. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alyssa Thompson gets it away down to Brittany Wong. Here come the Broncos now. Back in the offensive scoring zone, trailing by 4 points. Brittany Wong behind the screen from Statler. Brittany dribbling to the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Sophia has got it. Sophia McDermott gets away. One dribble sent to the spawn. Back inside to Statler. Shot up and in. Alyssa Statler with back-to-back field goals there. She's now got 19 points in the basketball game. And the Broncos within 2 points now at 59-57. There's a shot taken up and in by Mel Babcock. Babcock scoring from the left side of the basket there. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. A short little jumper there off of the left baseline, and it's 61-57. Hastings with a four-point deficit here. Broncos have the ball. That's a Brittany Wong, now to Melissa Thompson, and Sophia McDermott. Free throw line extended right side. McDermott gets away. Now a foul is going to be called here on Val Kleinjohn of Northwestern. First foul on Kleinjohn. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Red Raiders. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Coming out is going to be Statler. 5:17 to play. 61-57. Hastings trailing by 4 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Brittany Wong. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Wong gives it away now to McDermott. Sophia dribbling, spins away, comes out into three-point territory. Picks up the dribble and sends it to Wong. Free throw line extended right side. 15 on the shot clock. Wong looking to penetrate. Comes back out into three-point territory. The Courtney Spahn for three. Takes a shot. No good. Battle for the loose ball. Goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Melissa Thompson. Thompson picks up her second. Team foul number seven on the Broncos. So now we're going to have a one-and-one situation back at the other end. So Northwestern will shoot free throws. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by four, 61-57. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Kendra DeYoung to the free throw line for Northwestern. She's got 16 in the ballgame. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Here comes Sophia McDermott after grabbing the ball there for the Broncos. Out of Brittany Wong to Melissa Thompson. Courtney Spahn, left side, bounce pass. Goes to Laurel's winner. She backs up, spins, and a laner shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the shot, and the rebound comes down here to a McKenzie Small for Northwestern. Gets it ahead to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn into the forecourt, down in the corner to a Kendra DeYoung, picked up there by Melissa Thompson. DeYoung dribbles to her right, sends it to the free throw line. That's Kuhlman. Trying to penetrate, can't do it. Over on the right wing, Kleinjohn. Whistle stops play. We got a timeout called. Northwestern wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. 4:18 to play as the clock continues to run here. We got a timeout with a score. The Northwestern Red Raiders 61, Hastings 57.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College battling Northwestern here this afternoon. Northwestern had a couple of 10-point leads in the first half. Early in the contest at 16-6, at 14-4. Broncos battled back late in the first half and tied the score a couple of times. We were tied at halftime at 32-32. Hastings has had a lead here in the second half of 52-47. That was their biggest lead, but Northwestern came right back. Red Raiders have led by as many as 6 points here in the second half at 59-53. And now it's 61-57 in favor of Northwestern. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the basketball game this afternoon. Head coach Chris Yao calling the timeout there for Northwestern. We'll have 14 seconds left in the shot clock on this possession. Northwestern will play things in off of the far sideline. McKenzie Small will inbound the ball here for the Red Raiders. Raggeth will guard her. They get it in to Cammie Kuhlman. Kuhlman moves it to the left side, throws up a three or shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Mel Babcock. Now inside Kuhlman, sounds up and in. Cammie Kuhlman scoring there. She's got 17 in the ball game. And Northwestern now leading by 6 points again at 63-57. Down to 4 minutes to play now here in the ball game. Here comes Brittany Wong back in the offensive zone for Hastings. Sophia McDermott out here in 3 point territory. On the dribble, moves it to a Melissa Thompson over on the wing on the left side. Now they get it down the high post to Laurel Zwiener. Now to Brittany Wong as she dribbles down the right side. The laner shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Brittany Wong gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled on a play here by Cammie Kuhlman. So Wong takes it down the right side of the lane and throws up a prayer off of the glass, and it goes down through the hole, and she's fouled on a play. Wong has now got 10 points in the ball game here for Hastings. Personal foul whistle on Kuhlman. That's going to be your second. So Brittany Wong goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Brittany has not been there so far today. She's a 64% foul shooter in the season. Taz Yorig will check into the ball game now for Hastings. And going out is going to be Sophia McDermott. Now we got some more problems with the clock here with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. In the basketball game, it's 63-59. Hastings with a four-point lead. Now they got everything situated here on the near sideline. So 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. And Brittany Wong goes to the line here to try to make this a three-point play. Throwing up an acrobatic shot there. Goes down to the hole. There's a free throw. It's up there. It's good. So a big three-point play there by Brittany Wong. That gives Northwestern a three-point advantage. Now it's 63-60. So 63-60 as they continue to work on the clock problems here on the near sideline. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon from 1230 KHIS. As Northwestern will inbound the ball down here. In backcourt, 63-60 the score. Hastings and Northwestern getting together in the men's competition at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They're going to make some changes down here. And now they'll play things in as we're going to try to get this clock thing stabilized here in the last couple of minutes of the ball game. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here on the left side to Kleinjohn. On the high post, they get it to Babcock. Nice pass down low, and his shot is up and in. Babcock gets the assist. Kendra DeYoung gets the field goal. Slicing to the hole. She's got 18 points. Northwestern now with a five-point lead, 65-63, 19 to play. Here in the contest, here's Brittany Wong with the ball right side of the floor. Brittany dribbles to the top of the key. She'll stop there. Brittany Wong on the dribble. Now looks to the right side. Comes over here to Melissa Thompson. Now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Hastings will burn a timeout right here. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 65, Hastings 60.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the 20th-ranked Northwestern Red Raiders trying to hold off the 8th-ranked Hastings College Broncos here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings down by 5 points now. It's 65-60. 3:03 remaining in regulation here. Broncos calling the timeout. Melissa Thompson will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Gets it into Brittany Wong. 13 seconds left in the shot clock. Brittany Wong moves it over to Kaylee Ragoth. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound Stadler goes back up. Her shot is good. Alicia Stadler grabs the offensive board on the putback. She's got 21. The Broncos back within 3 points. It's 65-62. Now they need to stop defensively. Down in the left corner, a three-pointer is going to be blocked out of bounds. A three-pointer is blocked out of bounds. There's a foul down there. Yeah, a foul is going to be called at Hastings. That's a Kleinjohn launching up to three. It was blocked out of bounds, but a foul is going to be called here on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be a third foul on Melissa Thompson, and Kleinjohn will go to the free throw line now for Northwestern. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. She has hit 3 three-pointers in this contest. And now she'll have 3 free throws as she buries the first one. That gives Northwestern a 4-point advantage. Now it's 66-62. Kleinjohn's next free throw is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. Kleinjohn, one of the better foul shooters on the team at 71%. Northwestern as a team hitting 68% from the foul line. Their shot is up there. It's good. So she nails 3 free throws. They're out in a row there. That's now makes the score 68-62 in favor of Northwestern. Matches their biggest lead here in the second half. Hastings has got the ball back. There's a Kaylee Ragoth. Feeds it inside down to Melissa Thompson. Throws it back out here. The pass is wide of the target. It goes into the backcourt over and back. Ragoth tried to get the ball back out to Alicia Stadler and threw it wide of the target. And an over and back violation called on the Broncos. That's 18 turnovers now in Hastings. Thompson will come out. Here comes Cammy Bruckman back into the ballgame for Hastings. Now the Broncos really need a stop on defense. 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Hastings down by 6. 68-62. They get it to a Kendra DeYoung. Spins around, throws up a shot, and buries it. Kendra DeYoung, nobody around defensively. She hits that one from the right side of the lane. She's got 20. And Northwestern is out to an 8-point lead. 70-62. The Red Raiders have the advantage. Hastings with the ball. Cammy Brecklin has it left side of the circle here. The Taz Yorick inside down to Alicia Stadler. Spins, puts up a shot, and scores. Alicia scores over Kleinsasser inside. She's got 23 in the ballgame. 70-64. Hastings again trailing by 6. There's a steal by Taz, and a foul is going to be called. Taz Yorick is whistled for a personal foul. She got the steal, and again, Jeff Dittman cannot believe it. A foul is called here on Taz Yorick. She had the steal and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to send Northwestern to the free throw line. Cammy Kuhlman goes to the free throw line here for Northwestern. She's got 17 in the ballgame. Her shot is good. To 64. Northwestern out on top. Here comes the next one from Kuhlman. It's up there. It is good. He's now got 19 in the ball game, 72-64. Again, it's an 8-point lead. Here's a Taz Yorick back the other way now for Hastings College. Goes to Alicia Stadler in the high post, hands it away. Brittany Wong thought about the three, moves it to the right side, and now throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kuhlman. So Cammy Kuhlman comes back the other way for Northwestern to the near sideline to Kleinjohn. On the dribble now, Northwestern with an 8-point lead, 72-64. A minute 30 left here in the ball game. Down in the right corner, Kleinjohn for three, shot good. Kleinjohn nails the three. She's now got 15. And Northwestern is out to an 11-point lead, 75-64 now. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong to Kaylee Raggett. Free throw line extended left side. Now we got a foul called. A foul is going to go here on DeYoung. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Red Raiders. So Hastings now going to the free throw line for the 1-1. Cammy Breckman will toe the mark here for Hastings. Mel Babcock comes into the ball game now for Northwestern. Going out is going to be Kleinsasser. Coming out of the scorers table for Hastings is going to be Melissa Thompson. Also checking in will be McDermott. Sophia wants to check in for Breckman, who's shooting free throws here. Stadler comes out. Minute and 15 seconds to play in the ball game. It's 75-64. Northwestern leading by 11. As Breckman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, it's good. Cammy Breckman now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing by 10. It is 75-65 with a minute and 15 seconds to play. As Cammy will have one more. Next one is in the air. That one is good. Goes straight through the hole. Now she's going to check out. Here comes Sophia back into the ball game. McDermott back in for Hastings College. Northwestern will play things in. Here on the near sideline, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds here by Hastings. Thompson knocking into the Broncos bench. So Northwestern will play things in here on the near sideline. Now the more problems over here at the they're going to check with the official scores to make sure the scoreboard is correct here. It should be 75-66 as we hit two free throws down here. 75-66 as they put that one on the board. A minute and 15 seconds to play here. In the ball game, Hastings College is down by 9 points. Northwestern will play things in here in backcourt. We had a lot of confusion here in the last couple of minutes of this ball game. Northwestern will play things in as they get it to Cammy Kuhlman. And she can be fouled in backcourt here by Brittany Wong of Hastings. So the third foul on Brittany Wong. And now we're going to have some more free throws at the other end. Northwestern has shot a ton of foul shots here in the last couple of minutes of this ball game. Thus, they're holding on to a 75-66 lead right now. Cammy Kuhlman to the free throw line again. She's got 19 points in the ball game, 4 out of 4 from the line. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. She'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Statler. Coming out is going to be Melissa Thompson. Hastings will play Kansas Wesleyan on Monday night right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 6 o'clock will be the starting time for that one. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Cammy Kuhlman. She's now got 20 in the ball game. That's a 10-point lead for Northwestern. Now Hastings throws the ball out of way, throws the ball out of bounds as a Brittany Wong trying to come to the near sideline to Taz Yorga and went right through her legs and out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings. That's their 19th of the ball game. Thompson comes back in. Here comes Alicia back out of the contest now. 107 to play. 76-66. The inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds. Sophia McDermott knocking the ball away back into the Bronco bench. McKenzie Small look to play things in again for Northwestern. Looking and comes down the near sideline to get it to Cammy Kuhlman. Outraces the defense. Driving layup good. Cammy Kuhlman scoring there. She's now got 22 in the ball game. It's 78-66. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Brittany Wong takes it coast to coast. Her drive down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound to DeYoung, and she can be fouled into play here by McDermott. Sophia picks up her fourth personal foul. We're going to have some more free throws at the other end. Hastings trailing by a dozen. Now it's 78-66. Mount Marty is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 71-63. They've got 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in their ballgame. Kendra DeYoung to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one bounces around and falls off. No good. DeYoung is now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got 20 points in the ballgame for Northwestern. Cammie Kuhlman, the leading scorer, she's got 22. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. Last touchdown there by Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. So Northwestern will play things in with 48 seconds to left here in this contest. Northwestern plays things in. DeYoung goes up, and she's going to be called for the steps. Kendra DeYoung goes up just the right side of the basket against Kaylee Raggett, and a traveling violation is called on Northwestern. So Hastings will get it, and they'll come back the other direction, trailing by 12 points here in the ballgame. Here comes Brittany Wong. She takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Wong takes it right to the hole there and scores for Hastings. She's got 13. The ball tipped away here by McDermott. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Northwestern ball. Hastings is down by 10 points. It's 78-68. 38.4 seconds to play. Here's going to be Mackenzie Small inbounding the ball now to DeYoung. Gets it back to Small. Now over on the right side to Cammie Kuhlman as he dribbles to the ball. Now to Mackenzie Small to Kuhlman. Still in backcourt. Gets away from Taz Yorig. Now steps it into the offensive zone with 25 seconds to go. Here in the ball game, Hastings trailing by 10, and a foul is going to be called here on Taz. Taz Yorig picks up her second. That's going to send Northwestern back to the free throw line. Bronco basketball for you today on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're tied up at halftime. Northwestern now with the lead here as they hit a free throw. That's a Kuhlman. Nails her sixth free throw in 7 attempts here this afternoon. She got 23 in the ball game now. The Northwestern lead is 11. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. Cammie Kuhlman leading the way here for Northwestern now. She's got 24 in the ball game. 80-68. Here comes Taz Yorg. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. DeYoung with a rebound. Hands it away here in backcourt with 14 seconds to play. There's a Cammie Kuhlman. They're going to work with it to DeYoung. Down to Klein John as the Northwestern faithful applauding their efforts here as we're down to 3 seconds to go. Northwestern still with the ball. That's a Mackenzie Small. That's going to be the ball game as Northwestern comes to Hastings and knocks off the eighth-ranked Broncos. Hastings loses their second straight ball game here this afternoon, dropping one to Briarcliff last Saturday. This Saturday, they lose to 20th-ranked Northwestern, the defending NAIA champs, as they beat Hastings College here this afternoon. Final score, Northwestern 80, Hastings 68. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Women's game in the books now as Northwestern comes to Hastings and knocks off the Broncos. Final score of 80-68. Northwestern had a couple of 10-point leads in the first half before Hastings came back. Broncos actually took the lead in the first half at 32-30. We were tied up at 32 at halftime. Hastings had a 5-point lead in the second half at 52-47. before Northwestern came back and eventually went ahead. They took a six-point lead at 59-53. Hastings again to cut the gap down at one point to 59-57. But that's as close as Hastings got the rest of the way as Northwestern hit some free throws down the stretch. And they beat Hastings by 12 points tonight. Final score of 80-68. Northwestern getting 24 points this afternoon from Cammie Kuhlman and 20 points from Kendra DeYoung to lead the charges for the Red Raiders. They got 15 points from Thal Kleinjohn. So three players reached double figures for Northwestern. 9 points for Mel Babcock. 8 for Samantha Kleinsasser. And then 2 points for Mackenzie Small and 2 points for Karen Hudson. Northwestern in the ball game from the free throw line hit 15 out of 21 foul shots. Hastings College, they were 16 out of 20 from the free throw line this afternoon. They were led by Alicia Stadler, who scores 23 points. Stadler with 10 points in the first half, had 13 more in the second half. Hit 9 field goals today and was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Brittany Wong had 13 points. Only two players in double figures today for Hastings College. Cammie Breckman ended up with 9. Hastings getting 7 points from Taz Yorig today. 6 points for Kaylee Raggeth. 6 points for Sophia McDermott. 2 points for Courtney Spahn and 2 points for Frankie Peterson. Hastings ended up shooting 40% for the ballgame here this afternoon. They were 23 out of 57 for 40.4%. Northwestern connected on 50% of their shots. They were 30 out of 59 for the ballgame for 50.8%. Northwestern hitting 60% of their shots in the second half. They were 17 out of 28 after halftime. The Broncos hit 6 out of 18 from three-point range today for 33%. Northwestern was 5 out of 12 for 41%. I mentioned the free throws. Hastings 16 out of 20 from the foul line for 80%. Northwestern was 15 out of 21 for 71%. The Broncos out-rebounding Northwestern 34-33, including 13-11 on the offensive end. The Broncos ended up with 21 turnovers in the ballgame. So Hastings has had 46 turnovers in the last two ballgames. Northwestern had 15 turnovers this afternoon against the Hastings defense. The Broncos came up with 2 block shots and 7 steals. Northwestern had 2 block shots and 9 steals. So it's 32-32 at halftime, and Northwestern outscores Hastings in the second half, 48-36. And Northwestern goes on to beat Hastings today by a score of 80-68. The Broncos drop to 9 wins and 3 losses on the season, now 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll play a non-conference game with Kansas Wesleyan on Monday night in a ball game that gets underway at 6 o'clock here at the Chapman Gym at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Northwestern improves to 8 wins and 4 losses on the season and now 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, it was Northwestern beating Hastings today by a score of 80-68. We'll take a break and come back. We'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Bronco men get ready to take on nationally ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
5 points back.